Casey, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're up on the Gold Coast, are you?
Up on the Gold Coast, yes. But we are very, very excited to be finally coming back down to Tassie early next year and launching the new album and the whole tour, and it's going to be great.
Yeah. So February is the date for the Tassie gigs. We'll go through those in a sec. So the new album is called Light It Up, and it's due in February. So, and I see here on the website, pre-order now via the website, but you're bringing it out on vinyl and CD.
We are. We did a shout-out to fans a couple of months ago, and we sort of just said, you know, if we brought it out on vinyl as well, would you guys be interested? And we had this overwhelming response. I think because vinyl's made a bit of a resurgence over the last, you know, the last few years and stuff. So we're doing a limited run on vinyl as well. And yeah, it's all available. Very, very excited. We've been obviously working on this record for the last 12 months or so, and it's all done and finally, you know, ready to put it out to the world. So very excited.
All right. So here's the dates for the Tassie shows. Starting at the Fourth Pub, February 25, and then Saturday the 26th to the Mathena Club, and then Sunday down at the Longley Hotel, that's February 27. Now, the Fourth Pub, this is actually going to be the like an album launch, isn't it?
It is, and my mum actually only made me aware of this the other day, but back when I was a teenager going through high school at Ulverston back in the day, Mum's got this photo of me the first time I ever set foot on a stage and got up with a band, and I think at the time I was playing electric guitar, and it was all at the Fourth Pub. You know, it's quite fitting that we actually, you know, fast forward to next year, we're going to kick the whole tour off, the album launch, the whole deal at the Fourth Pub where it all started. So we want to try and sell it out. So I guess the challenge is on to anyone listening. We want to, you know, try and get as many people there and celebrate. So it's going to be a big night.
Great venue too, that pub.
It is, yeah, and it's great to see, you know, so many other big touring acts that are coming to Tassie are actually going to and playing at that venue, because it's an absolute ripper. So yeah, we can't wait to get down there, and it's going to be a great night.
Will you be playing with a band or solo or what?
We'll be coming down with the whole band. It'll be the full show. The tour is called the Light It Up Tour, so we're going to have a brand new live show and lots of exciting stuff planned, and it's going to be great.
Righto. Well, what a couple of years you've had, hey? You've had ARIA, Golden Guitar nominations.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate, and I guess a lot of it's had to do with, since I signed with Chug Music and having, you know, Michael Chug as my manager, he's been amazing and very passionate about Australian music, and he's the guys have done such a great job, and yeah, a lot to thank them for. So been very lucky.
So mentioned Golden Guitars there before. Are you going to Tamworth this year or next year?
We will. Yeah,
January.
And it's the 50th anniversary of the Tamworth Country Music Festival and the Golden Guitar. So it's going to be a big one. We'll all be down there celebrating that, and I think we're playing January 15th. So yeah, so we're looking forward to getting that down there, and it's always an awesome event.
Yeah, and speaking of Tamworth, have you seen the Goin' Country show on the ABC TV?
I have, and I've noticed a couple of mates have been involved. It's great. I think Fanny Lumsden and maybe Troy Casadale bought it as well, and yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, so this is what album number is it number three for you?
I've lost count now. If you want to count all my little independent albums when I first started out, it's probably album number five or six, I reckon, by now. But I think this is the best one yet, by a mile. So it also features God Took His Time on You, which is the current single, and we've been getting a heck of a lot of support at radio with that one. And so yeah, very, very excited to get it out there.
Well, you know, you're starting to make an impact when you're selling merch on your website, and I was on there before, and I noticed you got your own sunglasses for sale.
the CB Sunnies. So I'll take it. But yeah, it's funny, they seem to sell pretty well.
Well, there's a bit of merch that you can actually use every day, isn't it?
It is, and I got caught out embarrassingly. We were doing a gig somewhere in the middle of Queensland a few months ago, and I must have forgot to pack my sunnies, so I had to get around the whole weekend wearing my own sunglasses. That was funny.
Yeah. All right. Now, we're going to play God Took His Time With You. And you know what? I like it mainly because it's sort of stripped back fairly bare, but there's some really nice steel guitar, and I think I heard banjo in there as well.
Yeah, there is, and it's really nice. I guess it's refreshing that, you know, a song like this has been able to get, you know, support at commercial radio as well, because they don't often, you know, they don't play a lot of ballads, and they definitely don't play a lot of country artists at mainstream radio. But we've had all of the big networks jump on it, and response has been amazing. So yeah, we've been very, very grateful.
You're sort of in that middle area, crossing over between traditional country and modern pop, aren't you?
Yeah, I think that's where we sort of found our niche, in that sort of midsection there. But I guess, you know, thanks to, you know, guys like Keith Urban, and he sort of paved the way in the last few years with that sort of new modern country sound. And Morgan Evans is another one.
Yeah.
And, you know, we sort of fit into the same mould. And, there's a few tracks on the album that are a little bit more up-tempo, and, you know, which are going to be great for the live show as well. And in particular, there's a song on the record called Light It Up, which is the title track on the album, which is a real... It's a bit of a rocker, actually,
Good.
So there's going to be something on there for everyone.
All right, well, we'll look forward to the show. Fourth Pub, February 25, which is a Friday night. Perfect night to go out and kick the heels up, maybe have a nice meal, and then have a listen to Casey and his band. So the song, God Took His Time With You, so it's fairly self-explanatory. It's a love song, isn't it?
It is, and I was lucky enough, I teamed up with two incredible songwriters over in America when we co-wrote this one, and we wanted to write a song that was, I guess, the ultimate tribute to your partner, and that's where the whole concept came from. And the response has been terrific, and you know, Ed Sheeran's had a pretty good run at having all of his songs at weddings, so
yeah.
You know, it's about time someone else got a run.
Casey Barnes, God Took His Time on 7AD. Thanks, mate.
Thank you so much.